This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. The folks on the DJV program that we do Monday through Friday, taking an hour to assess these top 10 items, or as many of them as we can get to. We probably have all the oxygen taken out of the room with the first two or three items here, especially one and two, Afghanistan, and two is COVID. So let's get at it. One of the things in terms of Afghanistan, that may be good news, Victoria. We could start with the Airbnb housing all those Afghan refugees. Where are they doing this?
Around the world.
All around the world.
Yeah, they're doing it wherever the Airbnb hosts are willing to offer up their homes. And this is very similar to the frontline program that they did last year, where Airbnb, remember, a lot of doctors and nurses were leaving from states that hadn't been hit as hard with COVID, and they were flying into other states, and they needed a place to stay. And so Airbnb, they have a Airbnb.org is their charity arm, and so they allowed all these frontline workers to stay in different places without any charge to them or the host, and they're doing that again now with they've transitioned from frontline workers to Afghan refugees.
And I see Facebook and Clubhouse have taken steps to secure accounts by hiding friends lists and that sort of thing. How is that?
Yeah.
Is this because the Taliban will go after them? Are they looking
at
Facebook?
That's what they're worried about, is that anyone who was friendly to the United States, when they get relocated, or even if they're still in Afghanistan, Facebook and Clubhouse have decided to hide their identities for their own protection so they don't face retaliation.
Okay, so how does
Unfortunate that the government didn't do that, because we learned this week that the Biden administration had turned over a list.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Of Americans and the people who were helping Americans, they handed
the people
that over
being
to the
evacuated.
Taliban. Right.
Right.
And so the Taliban has that list of those people, and
it's a kill list.
It's a kill list, is exactly what it is.
What in the world?
I mean, it's not designed to be, but
no,
that's
but
what
they,
it will
what
be
they think
when
you hand
it to
happen.
The Taliban. I mean, here you've done, you've handed all of these people where they were last known. I mean, what are people thinking? And then I also learned this week that when we gave up our base, when we gave up Bagram, apparently no one took it. We've talked about this. We didn't take any of our military equipment with us, which is so ridiculous. President Trump was all over the place this week saying how he would have bombed anything that he couldn't have taken out. And I think that would have been smart, right? You blow up what you can't use so that it doesn't end up in the hands of the wrong people. And we left biometric screening devices at Bagram, which now the Taliban has in their custody. If you saw this,
what does that stuff do?
Well, that's the stuff that they can use to confirm people. That's what other countries right now are using to confirm the identities of other people. So now you're handing not only that, but lists of people who have helped the Americans and our allies over the last 20 years. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And the Taliban, there's a video that went viral, and it, if it weren't true, be laughable. You've got these Taliban members in one of our Black Hawk helicopters just on a joyride on the Bagram airfield, just taxiing around, probably because they couldn't figure out how to get it up in the air.
Yeah. But, all right. In the meantime, there are 12 service members who've been killed in an attack.
Yeah, it's actually 13. The number was
13?
Yeah.
60 Afghans are dead, 140 wounded. So is 90 now? All right.
Yeah.
So is this from that list that we're talking about?
No, this is ISIS. And see, people don't realize
ISIS
is so much stuff.
It's a new group.
Yeah, I saw so much stuff on social media where people just, don't understand. ISIS and the Taliban are sworn enemies. This is not ISIS working with the Taliban to blow up people.
The reason people are talking about that is because
not like in not politicians. I mean, like regular people on social media who don't know anything.
The Taliban, ISIS has vowed to, just to Victoria's point, ISIS has vowed to get rid of the Taliban because they think they're too liberal. If you can imagine that, as the Taliban has sent people home. This is true. But there have been people within our intelligence community who have suggested that it is possible that the Taliban kind of use this as a straw man attack where they allow, because the way it's working right now is that the United States military has control of Hamid Karzai Airport that they're trying to get people in and out of. So our military has that. But the Taliban has control of the perimeter. And so this has been part of the problem in evacuating people is that the Taliban is not letting everybody in. Sometimes they're pushing people back. Sometimes they're asking for money to let people through to get to the airport for the evacuation, which is part of the problem because they're in control of the perimeter. And so the Taliban, this bombing that happened was a suicide bomber who was packed with all kinds of explosives who made his way into the terminal and blew up one of the gates at the airport. And so a lot of people within our intel community believe that the Taliban intentionally let this person in as kind of a final embarrassment for the Americans to deal with because people knew ISIS was coming. It was warned. It's not even the ISIS that we eradicated. This is another group. The K stands for Khorasan, which is another name for the area, the broad area of the Middle East. And so they've come into power as of late, and they've surrounded the airport. So now that's why they're expecting more attacks, more explosions. And the question is, did the Taliban intentionally let them in? Even though they're sworn enemies, is this one of those things where they said, we want to do this just to cause more chaos and problems with the evacuation? Because obviously it slowed our efforts down.
Mm. All right, the flights have resumed from Kabul, apparently, and 30-some-odd planes have taken off. Now, there are no, to make sure everybody understands, there are no commercial flights going in and out of Kabul. They're all on these big transport planes. They take them to Germany, they take them to Japan, wherever they take them, over to Guam, and then they get distributed from there on the planes that came from the four airlines that said, okay, we'll give you planes. Where do you want us to take people? But they've been flying those planes nonstop. They bring them to one place and drop them off. Most of the planes have six. I don't think they have flight attendants on them. I think they just have the pilot and the crew, although they may have, I don't know, flight attendants. I think they'd need to kind of know what's going on in the back of the plane with all these people on it. But they're continuing. They just are flying the crews. The plane gets on the ground, unloads, flies back to Guam or wherever, or to Germany, brings another bunch back. They've been flying into New York, I guess. Some of them have been from Germany. Anyway, into New York, and I think one went into Atlanta. They've been going to their
Virginia,
hubs.
I think, yeah.
Virginia.
I was reading a story about the processing.
And they turn the plane right around, fuel it, and fly it back again for the next load.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. It's pretty. I guess when you think about how well organized that is, so it's a well greased machine. Okay, we know what we have to do. We know how to do it. So let's just do it. And most of them.
And
at least,
one of the dangers, though, the reason that we're much less safe today than we were a few days ago is because they're not screening the people who are coming in.
These
are not all Americans. Primarily, there are still at least 1,000, maybe more Americans, because most people believe that there are more Americans than have registered with the State Department. There are a lot of Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan who can't get out. There are a lot of Afghanis who are getting out. And look, I believe that the Afghanis who helped the effort over the last 20 years should get some sort of protection from our government. That's what we swore to do. But they're also not screening anybody anymore. So they're just putting people on planes. At least the Americans are. The Brits are screening people in Kabul before they put them on planes so that they don't get any terrorists in the mix. And the United States is not doing that. We're doing it backwards. We're just putting everybody on the plane and hoping to screen them.
There's a 14-point check system that I was just reading about last night, though. And a lot of the Afghanis who are eligible are actually complaining that the process is taking too long. So I don't know. I mean, that's not what I've been reading about.
What are the Mexicans doing? Because the Mexicans are bringing a bunch of people from Afghanistan. Yeah.
Spain taking some in. New Zealand,
Denmark, Italy.
Some people in.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
But
all right, so,
you know, the troubling thing is they're finding people who are on a no-fly list, who are known to be in the system, and it's, what do we do with those people now?
Well, is one of them this guy, Rahman Haqqani, is that how you pronounce his name? Khalil Rahmani Haqqani. He's the head of security in Kabul and known as a terrorist, and so apparently they've offered, the U.S. has offered $5 million. Is that dead or alive for this guy? In another one of these.
I don't know.
How do you?
I mean, at what point, like, we're going to have to reach an two options, right? We're going to reach a fork in the road. We either go back in and take control again, which Biden doesn't want to do, or do we just bomb everything?
What should we do?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do we do? Do we just move away and ignore it, or do we bomb everything?
None of this is what we should have done. This is the problem, is that we are in a really bad situation because of huge tactical errors that were put forth in the last several weeks. I mean, my advice would be to say to the Taliban, we'll leave when we're ready. We'll leave when we have evacuated every American, and you will help us in that process, because the faster you get us out of here, the faster we get all of our people, the faster we'll go home. And you use your air support to bomb the crap out of thing. But now the problem is, because we've had to bring more military members in there, they almost are using us as a human shield. I mean, but you have to show some force in all of this. I mean, what we've shown is just weakness. We haven't. Biden came up after the announcement, this horrific day, the most violent day in 20 years in Afghanistan, and he comes up there and he says, "Well, we're going to try to find you where we are." But who has confidence in that? I mean, how are we going to find? Why wouldn't we just start bombing ISIS? They're around the outside of the airport. Start doing it now. But
there are a bunch of stories. Here's this American, well, he's an Afghani interpreter named Mikey, who was stranded, and apparently they got him and got him out, he and his family. So at least there's one good story in the rescue department. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup from the DJV folks of our approach to the discussion of these issues this week on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, so I guess maybe the final note for this hour anyway on Afghanistan, the corruption and bureaucracy that really have also added into the mess that's been created there. We try to train these military people from other countries. It never works. When do we learn our lesson, I guess, is the question. More coming up on the Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's 23 after the hour with the DJ Veers. On the case, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay has prepared a list of comments from our DJV Show socials, Twitter at DJV Show and Instagram as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. The first point had to do with the passing of Phil Valentine, which is number 10 on the list this week in terms of talk radio. Lots of people talking about this fellow who was a host for many years in Nashville. He passed away this past week at the age of 61. He had been on the air saying he didn't think he needed the vaccine or people shouldn't get the vaccine. He changed his tune when he got sick, got on a ventilator, never got off. And he was a healthy, rugged guy. So there's a lesson, I suppose, to be learned there. Some of the comments. Nancy Sullivan, I think it's Travaglio, one of our listeners, sending prayers to his family. Mary Frances Crack said maybe he should have gotten the vaccine, you think. Suzanne Jewell said he was way too young. I wonder if any of you have listened. Did you talk at all? Rick Alt also said this is happening to healthy children because of Delta. Time to wake up and stop poking the COVID bear with sticks of indifference. That's an interesting thought. So are you talking about this on your local show, KRLA, where you do mornings in L.A.? Jennifer, what's come up?
About Phil Valentine?
Phil, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He didn't. It did. You know, the thing is that, I mean, COVID obviously is a topic, but in our market, it's not necessarily
TV.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So let's see here. One of the other trending items that we asked you to comment on is how long Biden's presidency will last. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I hope it is days and not months. He should be gone already. Let's see here. Nathan said, one full term unless he becomes infirmed. Susan Nelson says, I hope the rest of his term I can try to put up with him. But if he left, that would mean Harris would be president, and that scares me far worse. Yeah, it didn't do me any. I'm not excited about that either.
It'll be the same people pulling the strings. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's the thought. David Trevor said 4 years. Paul Stern said about the same as the last. Fiona Nash, one term. All right, so those are some of the comments. So what do you hear from your friends? You're always talking, Victoria. You have a large group of friends. And, Jennifer, you're around with people on the other radio station and at your office in Los Angeles. So what are your friends? What do you hear in a social context about some of this stuff? Because if it makes it on the countdown, then it must be part of not only what's on the radio, but what's on the radio, hopefully, if we're doing our jobs right, is what people are talking about in their real lives.
A question about how long Biden will last, or about Afghanistan?
Either or.
What specifically? Because I think everybody is not pigeonholed, I think, in one category. I have a lot of friends who do not probably vote in the same way that I do. In fact, the majority of my friends don't vote the same way that I do. But I do think that the most of my friends who are dialed into to news, or to at least what's going on, there are some that aren't, but the some that are, I think, are really disturbed about what's going on in Afghanistan. I don't know how you can't be. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You lose 13 Marines. That's pretty notable. You lose 100 people in an attack, a terrorist attack. I think it's notable. I think there are a lot of people who are honestly considering the competence right now of Biden and the people around him because of that. I think there are a lot of people who are dug in the sand. My mom included, touting a lot of the talking points, saying, this is the greatest airlift in history. Well, okay, that's a talking point, but we now have to deal with the terror attack. So I think it really depends. Some people are digging in, and some people are just looking at this kind of honestly going, this probably didn't need to be. So it's a mixed bag, I think, in my group.
Yeah. All right. You got a quickie, Victoria? Does everybody agree with you that you talked to about this?
No, I mean, honestly, I haven't spoken to my friends about Afghanistan. We've got a lot of other stuff that's, COVID is definitely the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
An unidentified mother on Fox News says that the Biden administration has given the names of people expected to leave Afghanistan to the Taliban. The situation has gone from bad to worse.
It's very devastating. There is a canal, it's sewage water that people are trying to get through, and they have to jump in there to get out. And our soldiers are working very hard. I don't think they deserve to die in the last moment. They really don't deserve to die in the last moment. I mean, they need help. I met guys that didn't sleep for 7 days straight, and they were still helping people. And not just in Afghanistan, the same thing in Qatar, but especially in Afghanistan, our troops really need help. They need a clear system to be able to help people. I believe they even need more troops out there to help them. And there are a lot of people stranded still there, left behind, citizens, green card holders, SIVs. And especially now knowing that the Taliban has access to their bio data, this makes it very dangerous for everybody that helped the U.S. government and Afghanistan throughout these 20 years.
The airlift of Americans, guesstimated to be around 1,000, has resumed Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour now, second half hour of our overview of the charts, even though we've only gotten to a couple of these items, because really the top two or three have taken all the oxygen out of the room. At number one, Afghanistan, we spent time on that. Number two is the COVID discussion, the variant, masks, mandates, all this sort of thing. Is there something new? Kentucky and Texas have joined this list of states that are seeing record numbers of hospitalized patients in a surge that seems to be overwhelming doctors and nurses and affecting more children. What do we make of that, Victoria? Look at intensive care units.
Yeah, I mean, children's hospitals throughout the South are full. I mean, that's how this Delta variant seems to be working. You know, In the beginning, kids were not getting it, and older, more vulnerable adults were getting it. Now we're seeing more and more people in their 20s and 30s hospitalized who are not vaccinated. We're seeing lots of little kids really sick. I can't imagine when kids go back to school. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so kids don't go back to school until the day after Labor Day.
Right.
And, or like right before Labor Day.
Which is the way it
ought
to be,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. But yeah, no one really knows what's going to happen in the month of September because kids are spreading it and they're getting it and they're getting, you know, some kids are getting really sick. So I don't know. I think we're not going to really know what's happening or have a firm grasp on this until maybe mid-October.
So, in New Mexico, apparently there was a warning posted this week that the state is about to ration health care. What does that mean?
Meaning, like, elective surgeries are no longer going to be happening.
They've done that before, yeah.
In fact, that's
one of the things in California that was really bad is that they canceled what they considered to be elective surgeries. And that's, I mean, those are things that can still be painful for people, right? I mean, things that aren't life-threatening, essentially, but that are still important to people's quality of life. They canceled a lot of those. They're going to be backlogged from what I've heard for over 2 years trying to get people back in after that year and a half of shutting that kind of stuff down. So it's been going on, and the ramifications are pretty intense. I mean, if you have something like, let's say, a knee replacement that is taking away your quality of life because you can't move, that was canceled, and now you've got to be put on a waiting list to try to get back in again. It's rough for people. How long do people sit and wait for that?
The governor of Hawaii urging residents there. We have a couple of stations in Hawaii. What do you folks think about this? Hawaii lives for tourism. And now the governor says, don't come. And that's really what happened the last time around because there's a lot of stuff. There are outbreaks of Delta there. The curtailing of travel to Hawaii would take place in September and October. He says it's a risky time to travel. Right now, restaurant capacity restricted there, limited access to car rentals.
Another story in Hawaii is huge. It's costing people more to rent a car for a week in Hawaii than it is to get accommodations. They've got a very low supply. A lot of people have come to Hawaii. It's causing prices to be crazy if you can find a rental car at all.
It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's not even just the rental cars and the virus itself. They also have a serious lack of workforce. So people are checking into hotels and the hotels are blocking off chunks of rooms because they don't have anyone to clean the rooms. They just don't have the hotel staff. They don't have enough staff to accommodate what the capacity of the hotel would be. So it's. Yeah, I mean, if you can put off going to Hawaii, it's probably not going to be a great vacation.
All right. And number three on our list this week is the investigation into what happened January 6th. Capitol police officers who were attacked and beaten during the riots filed a lawsuit this week against Trump. Why?
It's the Proud Boys.
They're saying that this was like a planned effort and a coordinated effort, but I think their lawsuit's poorly timed because the FBI came out with the least publicized report ever because I don't think there's a lot going on, number one, but I don't think the media wants to get it out there, and that is that there was scant evidence that there was any, and that was their word, not mine, scant evidence that there was any sort of planning that went into this plot to overturn the government, right? The so-called insurrection. The FBI says there really wasn't any planning. So I think it was a lot of people who were souped up and they had that first wave of people go through. I thought it was interesting, too, this week that the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt came out and identified himself and did that interview with Lester
Michael
Holt.
Bird, is that his name? Lieutenant?
I think it was Leroy, wasn't it?
Let's see here. No, Bird and a few other officers. And the Capitol Police set up a wall of furniture outside the door, and apparently Lester Holt found him and interviewed him, and they gave NBC News permission to use his name. But it looks like Lieutenant Michael Byrd is the fellow who is in question here. And so, what do you do with him?
He should be able to tell his story on his own time, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that consistency matters. And there's always a push to identify the police that are involved in officer-involved shootings across the country. Everybody always wants to see that person. And, you know, we can argue about whether that's right or wrong, but certainly the same... I think what was done to protect this man's identity is not given to other police officers who are involved in those shootings. I think we need to get it consistent. We need to get it right. Either we're going to protect
video,
law enforcement or we're not. And, you know, I think it's the consistency matters here. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So the lady who got shot was named Babbitt, right?
Ashley Babbitt,
yeah. And she's a Trump supporter, so she's a martyr, is she? Or what is she? What's the outcome of it?
I think there are groups of people who feel sorry for her. I think there are groups of people who think she's the Antichrist. I tend to think that she is a person who shouldn't have been going through the window at the Capitol. I think that the people who are trying to defend the Capitol on the inside didn't know that these people had no firearms. Should they have called out? I mean, one of the things that this officer is being criticized for is that he didn't tell her to get through, to back up through the window. He didn't give her any warning before he opened up and killed her. That's one of the reasons that people who are supportive of Ashley Babbitt and think that she should still be alive today are saying that he didn't even tell her to get out of the window. But I think there's also some
that
personal responsibility.
To a lot of people in America.
Yeah, I think
shot
there's
by
personal...
cops with no warning. Breonna Taylor was in her bed sleeping.
Their personal responsibility is if you're, you know, climbing through something that people on the other side don't know what you're there for. Clearly, if you're not walking through a door and you're going through a window, it might mean that you're up to no good. So
does the same law apply? Like, you know, you're a gun owner. If someone comes onto your property at night and you shoot them and kill them, you won't face any charges, right?
No
because
way.
Someone was
not in California. This is state by state. In fact, as a gun owner, if you don't, you have to first yell to get them off your property. You have to tell them to leave, even if they're in your house and they don't belong in your house.
But so they can see
leave.
Where you are and shoot you.
And
before
if you
shoot
them in the back, you will absolutely be put in jail for it. Absolutely. In fact, when I did my gun safety class, they tell you to call 911, leave the line on once you've called 911,
right.
So
all
that your response can be reported. Right. And
well,
you
like
have
in,
to
okay,
say,
so
get out of my
California,
house, I'm armed.
All right,
get out
so
of my house.
My question, though, would be more towards a state like Texas where, you know, there are very few ways that you can get in trouble for shooting someone who has trespassed. So it's the same thing with the Capitol, right? It should be
so
the same
thing. So what's
the
happy medium? That's the question. What,
I don't know.
What's protected?
Well,
that's what's kind of curious
again,
about.
Consistency is key, right? I don't know. There are a lot of people who defend law enforcement who are not defending this person at the Capitol. There are a lot of people who defend criminals who do this kind of stuff on federal buildings if their message is right. I mean, I think we have to be really, like, as consistent as possible. These people knew they shouldn't have broken into the Capitol. They have to be held accountable for what they did. We need to either decide whether we're going to protect law enforcement who are involved with officer-involved shootings or not. Everyone else who doesn't take it, who takes a different stance, they're really being hypocritical because it then seems like we're playing team sports. If you support one way or another based on what people stand for, whether they're Black Lives Matter or they're a Capitol protester, you know, I think we've got that's what's causing the divide in our country.
All right. Next up, the California recall, which is number 4. And these are the most important stories. The rest of the stuff sort of repeats from week to week here. Not that it's not important to talk about them, but I wanted to get to the top 4. So we'll talk with Jennifer about the California recall right after this. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Retail X is one of the biggest events in the retail calendar. Each year, the world's biggest brands attend a Chicago-based event to stay up to date with the latest trends and insight into consumer behavior, all looking ahead to the future of the retail industry. Courtney Schaefer-Lovold from the leading provider of marketing software in Marsys is here to tell us more.
Retail X is marking the launch of our Customer Loyalty Index, which explores what customer loyalty means in 2021 and beyond, what consumers are looking for from brands, and how some of the world's largest retailers have rethought their approach to loyalty post the pandemic. We're launching the index because loyalty is the core of our platform and ultimately everything that we do. We found that loyalty comes in many forms, from loyalty that is built through emotion to even more of a secret kind of loyalty. After interviewing over 7,000 consumers across the globe, we've discovered that loyalty isn't just about points and prizes. It's about every aspect of the customer journey. To find out more, you can head to our website, amarsys.com.
Six after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review roundup of our thoughts, and the California recall certainly is on our mind. We've talked about it a lot here, not only because Jennifer's in California, but because it is a sweeping indictment of Gavin Newsom and the way the state is run. Makes for great conversation, all kinds of different angles. So what's the angle this week?
Well, and I would say California's kind of like a petri dish. It's the test ground for some of these, like, far-left policies. And so, So what happens here kind of happens around the country if people think they work or have the desired impact. The recall, the polling is neck and neck. It's all within the margin of error, and it has been for the last couple of weeks. It's really anybody's game. The ground game is going to be huge, and that means going out and collecting ballots because ballot harvesting is legal in our state. But some of the big stuff, Larry Elder has been hit on all sides from Gavin Newsom, from a lot of people in the race. Kevin Faulkner is one of them who's believed to be behind some of this stuff, and all kinds of stories about Larry Elder have come out. People taking him to task for saying the N-word when he was doing stand-up comedy 20 years ago. A former girlfriend has come out. She kind of got, her story's kind of threaded a bit. No, she's blonde. Alexandra Daddig is her name.
I saw an article that he wrote a while ago about, like, women don't understand politics and economics as well as men. And I read the article last night because I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to know exactly what he said.
Yeah, he was quoting the Annenberg study that was done to say that women in 15 key areas back in 2000 didn't have the same, I guess, understanding or grasp as men. And he was quoting, he was using words that were put in that liberal study against him. A lot of people are saying that that's what Larry Elder feels. I can tell you I've hung out with him, and he is not he's not the misogynist that people are painting him to be. But in any case, he's had that. He's had the L.A. Times come after him. Like, the L.A. Times is obsessed with him. There's this one woman, Erica Smith, who says that he is the black face of white supremacy.
Yeah, right.
And so he's been pushing back against all that this week. You know, it just seems that he really, by him getting in, he has really shaken things up, and I think now people are worried. So here comes all the bad
stuff. Well, I think if he doesn't win, if Newsom survives the recall, I would hope that this is also a huge wake-up call for Newsom and his policies. Like, the outdoor dining ban, I mean, all that kind of stuff that was so stupid
arrogant.
And not
so
necessary.
Arrogant.
I think it'll just empower him, to be honest. If he survives this recall, I think it's going to be really hard for California over the next year or so until the next election.
Other items just on the list. Number five is the economy. Number six, immigration problems. The wildfires in California, seven, and elsewhere on the West Coast. The circumstances with the governor of New York, eight. China relations, nine. And the death of Charlie Watts, number 10. There it is. Top 10 stories from Talkers this week at 10 before the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting into your car sometimes is a little difficult. You know how that is. And Nick Miles is here to help you in and out. NickMilesOurAutoExpert.com is his website. So let's get into some of the things from his way. I was looking at Mazda apparently has a new CX-30. I don't even know that I think much about Mazdas anymore. What do you know about that? Anything that's worthwhile?
Yeah, so CX-30 is sort of their new SUV. It's the smallest SUV in their lineup, and actually quite pleasant, I'll add it to you. They're a small brand, though, Mazda, and their whole idea is, you know, it's still like, doesn't matter what Mazda you buy, it's still like zooming. You still can enjoy the drive and have a good time, although they don't like you to use the zoom phrase. I think they don't want you to be reckless and crazy and think you can get into Mazda and be a race car driver.
What fun is that?
Well, for me and you, it's fun if we know, but most people get in and go, hey, this isn't bad. Yeah. This is fun. This is for the guy that likes to drive, and they give you an awful lot for the money, and they are a pretty good car, I will tell you.
You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about people who don't know how to drive or don't care about cars, and they're the ones that buy Toyotas and other, you know, just plain, simple cars. Is there another on that list, or is it just pretty much all people who don't know anything about cars buy Toyotas, or people who don't know how to drive buy a Toyota, maybe a little of both?
Yeah, I think for those people who just want an appliance and they see cars as an appliance, they tend to buy the Japanese brands, the Nissan, Toyota, and Honda, because they're the ones that last the longest, and that's what they have the reputation for. Although there's other brands out there that now getting to last the longest too, last a long time. They're getting reputations for going a long time as well. The Korean brands are getting a reputation for lasting a long time. Hyundai and Kia, they're lasting a long time too. It's taken them, you know, 20 years to get into that position.
Is America their biggest market, the Korean cars, or do they sell well in Europe too? Africa, the world.
Yeah, they sell well in the Middle East, and most of these brands that sell well in the United States don't sell well at all in the rest of the world. There are some car companies that just do well in the United States. It's interesting when you look at the Japanese brands. The biggest Japanese brand by far in Japan is Toyota. But those brands like Honda and Nissan, they're just they're tiny in Japan. They're like 5% of the market. But Toyota is the king.
My friend who owns car dealerships just bought Honda of Boston. He says he loves the brand. I don't know what that means. I remember when Honda used to be better than Toyota in terms of what they were worth at the end of the day or how well they ran. Is that still the case?
No, Toyota is pretty much the king. They are battling to be the number one car company in the world. They're just so big, and they take such a long time to make sure they make their cars really, really well. It's really hard to beat. You say they can't fail. I mean, I hasten to add that we said a lot of things in our lifetimes couldn't fail. They are such a big company. They do things so well. The great thing is Akio Toyoda, the guy that owns the company, he's also a master driver, and he never signs off on a car unless he puts it on the track and drives it and tells them that it's perfect and ready to go.
Toyota's been around a long time. How old is he?
Well, he's the son of the son, I think. So
it really is somebody named Toyota? I thought it was someone that looked and put all of the, when you look at their label, it's a T with a circle that looks like a Y and an O. I mean, they put that together. Pretty clever, actually. Isn't it?
It's funny because his last name is Toyota with a D-A. Not Toyota, but I think they changed it because us people in America don't have a hard time saying Toyota. Or maybe they thought it would sound like Yoda, I don't know.
Yoda, Toyota. What's going on with electric cars? I didn't know there were hydrogen cars available in America, but apparently there are, right?
Yeah, just on the West Coast, there are a couple of companies that offer them. Honda are offering they have a hydrogen car on the West Coast, and so do Hyundai. But people are slashing the prices of them just to try and get people interested in hydrogen cars. But hydrogen is a great fuel because what it does is it's very similar. Yeah, it's very clean. It's very similar to gas where you go to a station, you fill up. It's pretty quick. It takes about 3 minutes to fill up a car. But Hyundai just dropped the price of their hydrogen car, the Nexo, by $20,000. And it also works like electricity. It turns hydrogen into electricity. It's technically an electric car, but they're also dropping the price of their new Kona Electric. And then, of course, they just recalled the Chevy Bolt, which is not good news for Chevy. Every Bolt getting recalled because of battery fires.
There you go. Don't buy one of them. All right.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.